Time went right, and beginning of the visit with Cookie this Sunday morning, the 17th of June, 73. Channel One Right, beginning a visit with Cookie this Sunday morning, the 17th of June, 73. Time One Right, beginning a visit with Cookie this Sunday morning, the 17th of June, 73. It's incomplete. The motor froze over around 1200.
You got a load on it.
Does it?
Yeah.
That straightens it up.
Yeah. Well. Gosh, it's cool in here.
Well, let me tell you, we've had a hard time. The air won't circulate.
Well, it don't circulate no place. I don't know what it is.
I come down this morning about 5 o'clock. The dog was barking down there, and I couldn't sleep. And I walk through here, and it's hard to believe. Just as musty.
Huh.
Just couldn't breathe.
What the dog gone?
So I brought that thing down. I had it upstairs. And I did all right till it got to the bottom step, and I missed it. And you know, since I had a clock one time, I don't know what it was. But it swelled up and it scared the devil out of doctors. Didn't scare me because I didn't know what it involved.
Yeah.
And old John Palmer's had the same thing.
Sure enough.
Oh, he's had it for months. And he was behind the counter and a drawer was sticking out and he just hit his shin on it.
Yeah.
And it kept getting bigger and bigger and his foot kept swelling. He went for 2 or 3 days without saying anything about it. Why, his foot was getting black.
Oh.
I told him I'd shut up that damn store and go down there and get off my foot.
Right.
Yes, it didn't have no sense to. So, that's the news here, Cookie. That is the news.
Well, I've had it rough, guy. I'll tell you, I have.
Well, I figured.
I've really had it rough.
I figured things couldn't be too easy going over there with all your household. Faith. I know she's gone. Faith?
That? No, all the grandpa and grandma being there and everything, that it wasn't enough. Dang Frank had to show his tail.
Oh, he been acting up?
Acting up? You don't know the half of it.
Nope.
Yeah. You don't know the half of it. I don't know. I don't know at all.
You don't mean it. Let me get mine. I thought you
were
gone.
Well, little Bessie wasn't quite ready. So I just thought I'd come up and You have some?
Not yet. I'm getting ready to get some.
Just sit down there and behave yourself. That's a bad chef, eh? He has discovered new wrinkles?
Yeah. Yeah, he's an awful mess. Ain't a thing I can do about it. To help him, I ain't gonna help him. I've helped him all I'm going to. The next step, I'm just going to pick him up with the cuff of the neck and the seat of the britches and toss him out in the yard.
Yeah.
I'm saying I just keep him getting up. That's what's going to have to happen.
I don't know.
I'm not going to tolerate it. He won't listen to me. He won't let liquor and dope alone. And I'm not going to tolerate it. He's on his last. He's on his last leg right now. I put up with it and tried to help him, tried to reason with him. His grandpa's talked to him, but he was blue in the face. And he just won't listen. He just will not.
He's wild?
He's just as wild as a buck deer. And he comes in home, he lays down. He won't do one thing. He won't even get up and walk across the room and get his cigarettes. He's got to call one of the girls to get him a cigarette. He can't make him a sandwich. He got to call one of the girls from what they're doing to go make him a sandwich. And comes in 2, 3, and 4 o'clock in the morning and has to go to work at 8. Can't get him up, and then he fusses and growls because he's late for work. So I'm going to throw him out and let him get up himself and get out to work the best way he can. Because I'm not tolerating that.
And you've been having to put up with that?
I've been putting up with that. I've been getting 2 and 3 hours sleep a night and lost weight till I weigh 113 pounds one more time. And I'm not going to tolerate it. I'm not going to worry with him. I can't kill myself worrying about him because I've got too much faith in me. And that's just what it's leading to. And
yeah. That
ain't the half of it. He come down here and he, him and his clan had rode my horses up and down the lane over there. If it hadn't rained, I could show you the hoof marks up and down the lane over there at night. I had to take them out.
Oh, that and what happened to the horses?
And I caught him down there with a 13-year-old girl in my trailer, so I had everything cut off. And she's from this neighborhood, too.
Oh, she is.
She sure is.
Lord.
That's right. Absolutely right. He parked his car up on the curb up there at from Pearson's, you know, out. And they walked down and then into the trailer, see. Keep anybody from seeing the light come in there. I caught him red-handed. I mean, I just caught him right there.
Just two of them.
Just two. Just two.
But when he's riding the horses, he's there with his buddies.
He was there with his hippie buddies.
Yeah. They ride?
Yeah, they rode. They got a little man, by golly, he rears and jumps. I mean, he's not the same horse. And you know that wasn't becoming the little man.
Mm-mm.
When all them little kids of mine would get out there and ride him, do anything they wanted to with
mm-hmm.
him. I got on him, man, I'm telling you, I thought he was going to get me off. I ain't joking.
It's just like it used to be. He went back wild like he started.
That's right. That's right.
Now, he just the one you didn't want that to happen to.
Well, it's happened. And I ain't nothing I can do about it. I went to the end of my road. He's either going to shape up and do what I say, or he's going to get out.
Well, he wouldn't last 15 minutes if he wasn't at home.
That's just tough. That's tough, because he's going to, it's come to that point.
He got nothing that'll enable him to survive. He
can't hold together. Well, he's got to assume some responsibility sometime. And now just as good a time as any for him to learn.
He's 18, isn't he?
Be 19 the 21st day of next month. He's cost me $20,000 in the past year. And I can show it to you in black and white, facts and figures. There ain't no question about it. And I'm done. I've quit. I'm done. He got Helen where she don't weigh 200 pounds now.
What's that?
She don't weigh 200 pounds.
We'll keep him a little longer. Get her down to 100.
She just about to fall, though. She lost it too fast.
Mm-hmm.
See, she lost 130 pounds.
Why could she?
That's the truth.
That's
she weighed 325 pounds. She weighs 195 now.
Well, that is just unbelievable.
You think it's mostly Frank?
Frank and
yeah,
and well, her mom and dad, now they cut a lot of it off of her, but they ain't cut all that much off.
Mm-hmm.
But poor old grandpa, though, I'm telling you, it's something. You just can't imagine, Faye. You just can't. That poor feller has got. Up until 2 years ago, he was a strong man, and he has went down now till he can hardly get from the bedroom into the living room. He can't get up, stand up by himself. He just can't do it. I've got to be there to lift him.
He can't even pull himself up.
No. I've got to be there to lift him. And I lifted. And Grandma, she can't get in the bed by herself. I've got to lift her in the bed.
Now, part of that's arthritis.
Hers is 100% arthritis. And Grandpa, see, he had his back broke 10 years ago,
yeah.
And he didn't go to the doctor. He didn't go. He just let it heal up itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it healed crooked. And the vertebrae had mashed flat, crushed, and cut the circulation off to his legs. And his legs deteriorated. His legs were very little bigger than my arms.
Hmm.
And And he used to be muscled. I mean, he used to be a muscle man. And he's just dwindled away. Weighs 152, and he used to weigh over 200.
An all man.
An all man. Every ounce of it was man. And I got lugged and tugged him around day and night. Day and night. See, I had to go to the hospital a lot and help with him.
Mm-hmm. You said you did.
Because we couldn't afford a private nurse. $60 a night for 8 hours. It gets rough. Well, I'll survive, maybe. If I can get Frank out of my hair, get him out of my way, get that strain off of me,
mm-hmm.
I'll be all right.
How'd you hold that job, Cookie?
They're just like him. They're just like him. Yeah, short, but it's God's truth. They just act like him. I'd be safe and say you can go over any time of the day you want to, and you will find one mechanic sitting back in the corner asleep someplace.
Just had too much
just
going
had
on.
Too much going on the night before. You see, Frank's been on it now for 3 weeks. 3 weeks. He would have caused me losing that load of horses. I didn't lose a load, lost three. Be a month ago tomorrow, I loaded out some wild horses I traded for. And going to Quitman, Georgia with them. I got a pair on 41 just out of Lake City. And one decided he didn't want to ride any longer, so he decided to jump out. And Frank didn't fasten my tailgate on my trailer. All he had to do was just push hard against it, and I saw my gun come open. And I lost three, had to shoot them right there, crippled them. Then my trailer broke loose. My big trailer.
Mm-hmm. Your big trailer, well, I noticed you had a different one.
I patched it up and traded for that and then got 6 1/4 difference. And I had to put new running gear and all under it.
Hmm.
Sure did. New tongue on it. Broke the top loose. That top was just waving in there. Cost me $40 to get a record and set it back on its wheels.
That wasn't when you lost your horses.
Yeah.
Just because you didn't close the tailgate.
And I asked him, I said, Frank, did you hook that tailgate good? Hell yes, I hooked the damn thing. Turned around and walked off. And I was on the highway when I pulled out of the drive, this man's driveway where it loaded them. And he got in his car and just went on. He bought him a Mustang. 2 days before. 3 days. He bought it on Friday. I looked out on Monday, and he's already blew. That's 4 weeks ago, and he's already blew the motor right now. But that's his worry. He bought it. He's paying for it. He bought his own insurance. He's paying for it. He's going to fix it, because I ain't even going to turn a screw on it.
I just driving too fast? Where he blows the motor?
No. Spinning off.
Oh.
Drag racing. He gets out here at night and drag races. Just runs a fool out of it. There ain't no automobile in this country had more punishment than that little pickup of mine sitting right out there. None.
But it holds up.
It holds up. I run it. I load it. But I take care of it. Just like your first cars. You all run them every day.
Mm-hmm.
But you take care of them.
Your trailer, when those horses walked out, you stopped and wrecked your trailer?
It come unhooked. The hitch broke off my... tongue broke loose from the pickup, see? See that hitch goes down over that ball?
Yeah.
It busted out.
And it was after that the horses came out?
No, that it happened right at the time. See, they all three of them bunched up right in the back end to get out.
Oh.
And I was rolling about 60 miles an hour. So imagine what a horse would look like jumping out of a trailer going 60 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
As if you don't have enough already.
That's right. So I just got a chance to trade for this factory built job here. It's the only factory built one I ever owned. It needs a lot of work on it. But I ain't got no money, I got plenty of time.
Like that fella used to have the cows up there. I was up there one day and he was sitting in the shade. He said it cost him too much to work. He'd been working on, I told you that 17 times. He was working on his well and he dropped a pipe down there or something. He couldn't get it out, so he had to call the well people to come get it out for him. And he said, that's the way it'd been. It just cost him too much to do business. He'd save money by sitting in the shade. Many time I thought of that.
See, Frankie, he blew up here. It's been 6 weeks ago. Went to Gainesville and see his girl. Left his little Falcon set right out in the middle of the street in Gainesville. And drove Bob O'Neill's car home. Told me, he said, if you want that thing, go get it out of the street, because it's sitting right in the middle of the street in Gainesville. He said, I mean it. If you want it, go get it. He said, if you don't, buy it. Let the city hall know. Well, I just helped him spend $50 for a motor to go in. I didn't want to lose that. So I just throw my tow bar in my pickup and I go try to get it. He had lost part of my tow bar. So I got University Inco to go down there and hook onto it and take it up to the station and fix it. It cost me $28 to get it towed in and fixed. I took it back home cleaned it up a little bit. And set it down the road. And sold it the next day for $250. And I'd like to kill that boy. But I stuck that $250 in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
Sure.
Because he gave me the car. He said, go get it, or he said, the city will haul it off. And he goes and pays $400 for a 66 Mustang. And a little over 4 weeks ago, and he's got ready to load up now. Walking. He's hiking to work. And I'm going to push him and his Mustang both right out the front gate. That's what's going to happen to him.
Well, he won't be there long.
Tell you what he done last night. Now this, Helen will tell you this, and back it up. Helen came in from work at 7 o'clock this morning, and Frank had got up and sat down and went in the living room and sat in the chair, overstuffed chair, and wet all over that chair. He sure had. At 7 o'clock this morning. Just out, way out yonder. I mean, he didn't know where he's at or what he's doing. I ain't gonna put up with that.
That's the way the dope does you.
Yeah. I ain't gonna put up with that.
You know, this is the way the world is now. It's when you've got your wits about you, it's hard enough to survive. And when you have cocked, you just lucky. You just playing your chances.
That's right.
And they won't, I don't think they'll hold up long.
Well, I can't help it. I mean, I just went as far as I can go.
Somebody got to pick you up, you know. And I don't know anybody going to pick you up except your own family.
Well, I just ain't going to mess with you.
If you was out, who'd pick you up?
I don't know.
Oh, it's a shame. It's not someplace you could put him for a while.
I just don't know. Well, he's 18 years old. Uh-huh. He's out of my jurisdiction
sure
now.
Sure you can. That's right.
He's out of my jurisdiction now. Ain't a thing I can do.
Send him to Texas.
I'm tempted to go myself.
Yeah.
Now, if he'd settled down and been somebody, been something, and helped me just a little bit.
Yeah.
Me and him, and if I'd had someone to have went with me and helped me, I could have left this past Wednesday for Racine, Wisconsin, with a load of cows. I picked up a load in Racine and went to Denver, unloaded them. Picked up a load of horses in Denver and took them to Tulsa, Oklahoma. Made a round trip and cleared about $1,000.
With a little help.
Just a little help and cooperation.
Yeah.
But I couldn't run off and leave everybody there. I mean, the way he's carrying on. There's no way. He won't help with Grandpa a bit in the world. He'll stand there and see me and watch me lift my guts out and just stand there and look at me. He weighs 152 pounds, and that's dead weight.
Mm-hmm. You weigh 113.
I weigh 113, and then it's just hard for me to handle him.
That dead weight is something.
But if he can get his arm around my neck, I can put this arm under his back and this one under his legs and pick him up and walk him into the living room.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. 152 pounds.
He don't use a wheelchair.
He can't.
He can't make it.
Well, now we could use one, but he won't let us. But since he had his operation, I think it's going to help him. I think he's going to be able to walk with some help.
Oh, that would be something.
You know, Cookie, in the old days, a fella really could live around a whole lot, couldn't he? You could get you bashed in and just live around it and keep it going. Just never go to the doctor.
That's right. And then when you did get knocked out and down, everybody pitched in and helped. It wasn't just left for one person to do it all. Just like Helen's brother, the one that's a doctor right now.
Mm-hmm.
He never called and asked about his dad. We kept calling and keeping him posted on how he was getting along.
Mm-hmm.
We did that for Grandma.
Mm-hmm.
To keep her calm. Last month, the telephone bill was $160. $160. Okay. Called him yesterday evening, and they was leaving last night for Myrtle Beach, South Carolina for a 2-week vacation. And him a doctor, got plenty of money, got plenty. And then us stuck with taking care of the old folks, but I'll take care of them. But I got Scruggs to draw me up some papers, get me some papers fixed if anything happens. I get what they got.
Mm-hmm.
Bill's not going to get it. I got to take care of them and put all the expense like I'm doing now.
Sure.
I wish you had a good, young, honest lawyer that you could check in with. I wish I did too.
I do. That's right.
Yeah, I wish I did.
Just somebody who don't know it all, but who's willing to learn.
That's right.
And he'll try to do something for you. You see, with as much transactions as you have, you need somebody to talk to.
See, Medicare won't pay none of their hospital bills until they're down here 6 months.
I didn't know that.
That's right. Blue Cross and Blue Shield paid 80% of his hospital bill. He
mm-hmm.
was there 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And it still cost me $578 to get him out of the hospital Friday. That's right.
He was there 3 weeks?
He was there 3 weeks. I knew it was coming. That's why I went ahead and traded trailers, because I didn't have the money. And I know he didn't. He has spent a heap of money in doctor bills.
Got him in time, he might have saved some of them.
That's right. If they would have listened to us a year and a half ago when we went home and begged them to come back with us,
mm-hmm.
where we could have took care of them, this would have never happened.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't got our down this low.
He had never got this low, no. Dr. Norman said he is in the worst physical condition that he ever saw a man to be still living.
Goodness gracious.
That's right. He had never been to the doctor. He never knew what a pain was until 2 years ago. Like when he broke his back 10 years ago. He just went to bed and got an easy spot and laid there till it healed up.
Just took care of himself.
That's right.
Well, you know, Mr. Eastman, he had another heart attack. He had one back, way back in the 40s.
Yeah.
And it just about ruined him. So he came down here. He was still taking medicine for that. Well, that's a long time. And I think the reason he had this one, you see, he's not very strong now, and people give him these jobs. He can do a little half-day job.
Yeah.
But when they give him something that works him from first thing in the morning to night, and he got that old way, you see, of taking responsibility. They don't do it anymore.
No.
If the wood don't show up, they pass it on to the other fella.
Yeah.
Well, that pulls him down. And the thing that did this was they was putting in some overhead stuff, you see. And that's hard on you. Keeping your arms up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's hard on a well man.
That's hard on a
young man.
And that's what got him. And it was Saturday evening. He went up to the drugstore on Monday to get some of the medicine like he had used before when he had a heart attack.
Yeah.
And they was out of it, but they said, you come back at 3 o'clock and we'll have it. All that time he's driving himself.
Hmm.
That's 2 days, you see, he went without any attention and still hadn't seen a doctor. And he was up here. I got him to put a little something on the hump down there. and he not got much strength. He sat there and you could hardly hear him talk. And you know, he got a pretty strong voice when he's...
Yeah. Well, then Frank and him messing up didn't help matter. I mean, that wasn't bad enough. Friday evening, Mama called and said, first cousin had died in North Carolina. First thing she said, how are you getting along? I said, I'm getting all right. I asked her, and I said, well, what was the matter with Paul? She said, the same thing is the matter with you.
Much on him?
Lung disease. Kill him. And then yesterday she called again. I don't know whether she called yesterday or not, but she probably will. They've been wanting me to come home for 6 weeks. And I just can't get up there. I just can't leave.
Mm-hmm.
Got to take Helen to work tonight. Got to pick her up in the morning.
No, I don't see how you can. Unless it's emergency there, too.
And, of course, I got a little relief now. Helen, there's a colored lady there in Hawthorne. She went to work on the same shift. and Helen can ride Wednesday. No. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights with her. That's three nights a week that I don't have to worry about taking Helen to work. I got Tuesday and Wednesday night. And the rest of the time, I mean, she can ride that car later. And it's better for her to pay her $1 a day to ride with her than it is for me to spend $1.50 a day for gasoline taking her to work.
Yeah.
Sure.
And that's just what it amounts to.
What are we going to do when they tighten up on the gas, Cookie? It just takes gas to get it. We go so far in town.
I'll go on down.
My tank won't hold enough to do me a week. Just going to town.
Ride a horse.
Well, if it's the back way.
Right. Ride Rowdy and Charlie. I bought Charlie back.
What did you?
You know that last Pinto that I brought down here from West Virginia?
The black one.
No, the brown and white. I brought him from West Virginia. The black and white I brought in Georgia.
Who is he?
I don't know what his name was. He was a buffing son of a gun.
Oh, Charlie, yeah. Charlie was the one that, stood like a workhorse.
That's
like
right.
A flower. Yeah. He's pretty, pretty horse. He just didn't have Rowdy's pants.
I took, sold him
I
in
see
Tampa.
Cookie.
All right.
I gotta go down here and see about
him. I sold him in Tampa and bought him back in, up at, Orange Heights.
Yeah.
He'd whipped them out. They couldn't do nothing with him. Okay. I walked up to him. They couldn't even catch him in the field, guy. They couldn't even catch that horse. I walked up to him. First of all, when I got up to the fence, I asked him what they wanted for him. Well, they told me, they said, if you can catch him, you can have him for $150. I said, no, I won't give it. I said, is he hard to catch? And they said, yes, sir, we can't catch him. We're going to get somebody to rope him. I said, I don't think that's necessary. I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll just give you $125 and go catch him. Old Joe said, all right, you catch him. You can have him for $125. I said, well, I want to pay you first. I gave him $125. Walked out the fence. I said, come here, Charlie. Throwed his head up. I said, come on up here. Started walking off, and he walked a little piece, stopped and started leaving again. I said, come on up here. He walked on a little piece further. I said, well, looks like I'm going to have to go get him. Are you better not go in there. He'll run you out. I said, no, he won't. He didn't have no halter or nothing on him. I went in, walked over and out in the field where he's at, took my belt off, put it around his neck, clung on him, and rode him right on him, just walked up to him. That old boy said, you must be acquainted with horses. I said, well, I'll tell you, I hauled this horse from West Virginia down here. I ought to know what kind of a horse it is.
You could have bought him for your own figure, could you?
Yeah. I could have bought him for $100. He put on 150 pounds of weight. I turned him out down here in the field a while ago.
daylight coming in down there?
Oh my gosh, where you put that fire?
Oh, they won't eat that. They go over there and eat sand.
No, what I figure on doing, Guy, is I want to play with him a little bit. I got to get away from up the house and get Grandpa to where he can get up and down himself. Why, Grandma, she's to where she can get up and down herself now.
Yeah.
And she can walk from the living room to the bedroom and on into the kitchen, and she can even go out on the front porch by herself.
Yeah.
All right, when I get Grandpa to where he can do that, why, I'm going to spend a lot of time there.
You're going to be checking in again one of these days.
I'll be checking in tomorrow. In fact, of the matter, I'll be checking in every day. But I won't be checking in at the same time every day.
Take a lot of gas.
I got to prove one point, though. I got to prove to them that I'm not going to be run over. Then, Guy, I've got to get away from some of that. I've just been under, a strain for a year.
You've had it pretty steady.
I've been under that strain for a year. I've got to get out from under it.
Yeah. You've got to get out and mess with these horses a little bit, or else...
Sell them.
Yeah.
I got a mold machine out here. I want to hear that thing clatter.
Yeah.
I want to hear that thing clatter. And I may just hook them up and cut that off down there after it gets ripe, you know, and then take a disc. I've got me a horse-drawn disc now. Mash it in. With them horses.
Yeah.
Let them do it.
Let them do it.
Save gas on them tractors.
That's right. Well, I'll tell you, they take it.
Well, I'm telling you the truth. They sure do.
Why do they take it?
And if we can get that mower machine going out there and the pair of horses I got, we can save that gas and cutting all this stuff down around here. If I can get them worked down, I can take that old big plow out there and plow just about as much in a day with them horses as you can with that little Ford tractor.
Yeah, too much difference.
Not but very little. And there ain't nothing I'd enjoy doing more. I'm not joking you.
Well, you haven't actually had a shot at it since you've been out here.
I don't know what it is, Guy. I just don't know what it is.
No, all the time you've been out here, you haven't hardly had a half a day just to get out there and fiddle.
No, sir. On a rush, come in, jump in, and jump back out,
yeah,
and go.
Yeah. I tell you, I got enough of that. And this nigger John Turner, he come over here last year. Faye got on to him down there. He was selling pears down at the meat market at Bill's.
Yeah.
After that, he came up here once a week anyhow, brought pears and vegetables and things like that. Well, this year he started lying. I told him he could have that field up there, put peanuts, whatever he wanted to in it. And he apparently couldn't get in his head that I just don't give it to him.
Yeah.
And all I figured was when he come over here, he'd bring some vegetables. Well, he come over here, finally come over and plowed a little, and I finished it. he done the messiest job of plowing you ever saw. I'm telling you, he didn't turn it. He got it so deep, you see, it wouldn't turn over.
Just propped up.
Just propped up.
Yeah.
Just as shabby as it could be. And I got after him. I actually got after him. I don't do that much, you see. And furthermore, I went ahead and planted some of it. And he come over here, he's holding his head. And first thing he did, started telling me he'd come in, and when he said he'd come, he'd come. Well, I said, that's a goddamn lie, John Turner. You've told me 6 times you was coming over here, and you just not getting here. And I didn't even know you was coming. I wouldn't put up with that anymore. That's pretty shabby, you know. If you don't know whether you can come or not, say so. I'm telling you, he tucked his tail and run. And I don't know whether I'm going to let him get back in there or not.
Plowing that deep, just propping up like that?
Yeah, he put in a few peanuts up there.
Hmm.
He brought three bags, fish-pond bags, enough to plant a whole hill up there. And those peanuts come right up, couldn't they? They come up back the next day. They are up high. They are up that high now, and bushing out.
Yeah.
Yes. But.
Are you gonna try to cut any hay?
No. I got enough cows to keep it cut on.
Then you gonna plant any rye for fall? I mean winter grazing.
Well, you have to do that.
Yeah. Well.
Put it somewhere where you haven't had it, and it does make that. Now over here where the oats were.
Yeah.
That stuff is coming out, little bit of tufts of it, you see, and it must be juicy. Cause they look over there and they can't harvest it. Resisted. They do like that tender stuff, don't they?
Yes, my stuff. Yeah. Well, you know, I've been thinking an awful lot. You know, down here in below the barn, the corral down there. Pappy's holding pen. You know, that's getting pretty tussock down there.
Oh, it is.
You know, it might, what would you think about this fall cutting that up and putting that in rye? I mean, just rye. Don't put no oats with it. Just put rye.
You didn't get in on the oats at the end of the season.
No.
By God Almighty, cookie. I don't know what the date was, but for 2 months over there, that oats grew up so fast the cows couldn't keep it down.
Well, maybe we better put oats, just strictly oats.
It had, there's more oats there than we ever had of rye.
Yeah?
And you know, we had rye that time. You remember?
Yeah.
Starting out over there? And we had it the rest of the season over there.
Sure, yeah.
Right over there. That was good as we ever had.
Then
I kept that line down the middle. Don't you remember that?
Yeah, yeah. And then you put a cross fence across it once in a while.
Yeah. And left them in there a couple hours, and they was ready to go.
Yeah.
Just half of that. See? Now that was rough. But this over here was the same way. And you know what we did? I had these, the only help I got from these chaps that have been hanging around here. They were, some of them getting so tough, you see, they wouldn't need it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to mow it. So we went over there and just held them in there.
Made them stay there and
yeah,
eat.
Yeah, you were down there at the trailer there one time. I remember we was out there. And
yeah.
I was hollering and cussing. And Made me draw. But the thing of it is, now over on this side, it got the growth first. But then the whole damn place got growth.
It come on.
Oh, just the season of the year when you need it.
Yeah.
After get calves. And
well, how's your calves doing?
Well, the cows look so much healthier than the calves.
Well, you know, I noticed that in 90% of the cattle that I saw this year, all calves is kind of scrawny looking. They don't have a shiny coat like they did.
They're sort of V-shaped.
Right.
Narrow in front. No, I thought these calves were pretty good. I'd looked at them, and then I drenched them and made steers of the little bulls finally a week ago. And when I was handling them there, you see them a little better when you have them, can't you?
Yeah.
They don't have that much growth.
How many steers have you got?
They're just about half and half. I made steers of all of them this time. Oh, you didn't hear what happened to Debbie?
No.
I was, you see, Miss Dodd handles cows pretty well.
Yeah.
And she got a pretty place over there. And she's been one of my standbys, you know. Well, this boy down there, Virgil, Borknight, Virgil, he entered the count, sleeps all summer and gets up in time for the hunting season. Well, he got the notion of going up there and talking to her. Well, about that time, Debbie came out here, and I didn't want to sit around here and watch the way I handle the goddamn animals. That's nothing.
Yeah.
See me handle them. I said, why don't you go over there and see Shirley handle them? Oh, what the hell did she do? She sicked that Bulk Knight boy on Debbie. But he's dim-witted.
Yeah.
He's a screwball. And Debbie is one of the outstanding people of God Almighty. Just on the face of it.
Yeah.
And then I wore out from, I've been doing all this desk work. I didn't have any sense of humor, you see. I could go along with it a little while. But it kind of got Debbie, because she'd never been off the concrete. She didn't know anything about the country people, countryside. She didn't know anything about it, you see. She perfectly, just completely at the mercy. And what'd they do? Sick that damn, that fool boy on it. He's 35 years old. And that went on for weeks and weeks and weeks. And she'd go, Miss Mary's there ever so often, and the boy got so he'd go over there. So she had to quit that. Well, they took it as a big lark. They'd get together and just slap the lay aside, you know. God, look at this Virgil, what he'd been doing. Look at him. He's just screwball, you see. He'd go along there, Miss Mary would go like him. Come over there day and night, sit around. She went in there one time out of a downpour of rain with his raincoat on, and his raincoat was dripping all over the house, and there he was walking up and down the hall. I think she likes me. They were having a picnic, you see. I knew what was going on over there, but you see, I couldn't play along with them, partly because I just, you talk about being, you see, worked down. You don't have much sense of humor, do you?
That's right.
Well, I stand there at a darn fool typewriter until I have got good sense.
Yeah.
I just hate to get out of the house sometimes, afraid I'd knock myself out. Well, and then Debbie, she's so nice, and they do something like that.
Yeah.
The first damn thing. Why don't they wait a while and let her get used to it?
Yeah.
It was screwball.
Where's Debbie now?
Oh, she doesn't stay out here much. She comes out here during the week. We work a little bit. She goes in town, goes off and visits her friends. One place and another.
Or does she go back to Shirley's?
Oh, no. She can't go over there. Shirley'd stick that damn fool Virgil on her. Now, you see this pranking, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody likes a good prank.
Once in a while.
But you don't want to keep it up for 6 months.
That's right. Well, what about Rick now? Is he still around?
He's doing about the same thing. He's around, works over there on the weekend.
Yeah.
I don't know. He seems to like to. He ain't making a thing, you know.
No.
He seems to like to get out a little bit. Well, I had thought to see I'd have something going, but now, draining a little money out here. But everything seems to slow me up.
Well, you take me, guy. You look back since I've been coming out here. Just about the time I get set on my feet, get straightened up where I can do something, I get wiped off.
Yeah.
Just like when I took sick with this last thing here, I was getting in pretty good shape.
But had anything been like this, what you're going through right
now? Nothing. There has been nothing to compare with it, guy. Nothing. See, every month I've got to pay $226 to Adams Insurance Company for 10 years. And Frank wrecked my truck.
I thought you'd get it. You'd squeeze out of that.
I haven't squeezed out yet. Old Scruggs is working on it, but he ain't squeezed me out yet. I squeezed out of one because we proved that she was in the wrong. The 69 Ford station wagon. You see, he hit two cars. He hit a car and a truck. Well, I got out of that one. But the main vehicle, I ain't got out of that yet. No, sir.
He just got you at one of the lowest moments.
That's right.
You just barely got out of there. I let that down and keep all that light. The light blinds me.
Yeah. I was looking at that flue there. We might have some, not changing the subject, but we might have some good biscuits one day.
That ain't good. Much.
How'd you like some good homemade biscuits with some wood ashes dropping down the oven on top of them biscuits? You have to brush it off to eat it.
That'd be nice.
Now, how about that?
Just blow it off.
I found me a wood cook stove.
Did you?
Yes, sir. A wood cook stove.
Have you got room for it?
I'm going to make room for it.
You have to put it off where it won't heat up the house.
I don't care if it does heat up the house.
And it's the wintertime, it'd be nice.
In the wintertime, it would be the berries.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know, Mr. Weaver got that little wood heater.
Yeah.
And he says that cooks it good than a cook stove he ever saw. Yeah. It holds heat. It's 30 years old or so. He got that when his brother bought that store across the street there. The old Mays store. And it was in there.
Well, I was looking up there. I know where there's another one. And if I can buy it, why, I'll bring it down with me. It won't take up any more room much than that one right there.
Yeah.
And be close to windows there. And you could take an exhaust fan and put there and pull the heat out rather than getting all through the house. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you could build your fire in it and cook you some biscuits, some beans. You take them old brown beans cooked in a steel pot on top of a wood stove, there ain't nothing no better. Only more of them.
Well, now, you know, those old stoves and also the griddles, Cookie, that I recollect, they all had that hood.
Got a hood up over them, yeah. Now this, the one that I bought, it's got the up back of it. It's got a warming closet up to the top, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, I brought up with that.
Well, I got one just like that.
We stick those sweet potatoes back in there and the cornbread.
That's right. And close the door up there and then stay warm.
Yeah.
I got one.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm going to have to go. It's 1:30.
That hood, now, that was primarily to take the grease fumes out.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Cooking fumes.
Right.
But it also took some of the heat out.
Yeah.
But that wasn't what it was meant for.
Now, I don't know what it was meant for, but, it sure looks good.
Now, what did you use up there, Johnson, when you were doing the short orders?
We used gas.
What did you use?
We had a hood up over top.
Yeah.
With a fan in it that pulled it out.
Oh. Well, that was already an improved system, wasn't it?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, it wasn't too much different from what they've got today.
Yeah. Except it's homemade.
Yeah. Well, I got to go. It'll be time to walk the old man a little bit when I get back.